My name is Norman Anderson. Science, art, and music have been integral to my life. And I think it was probably in college when I finally found a way to really bring these three areas together. And for me, that was a kinetic sculpture that produced sound. This is called The Hooves of Motherhood. And it's all strictly analog, which is an important point to make about all of my work. So not only is all the sound that you ever hear acoustically generated, there's never a speaker or an amplifier or anything. It's also controlled by analog systems of microswitches and cams. Lost Time. So that's the title of this piece, Martini Shakers, which you can hear that sound like rattles tumbling and making all that sort of grinding metallic sound. And it's got illumination above those. And then there's an X-ray in the center that is built into a fake fireplace projector that also rings a little bell. At the bottom are a pair of bongo drums. I have a way of building these things very organically where I start with certain components like the found objects, or maybe there's a certain sound I want to have. And then I let the piece just speak to me and evolve, and it becomes whatever it wants to become. We've come into my studio, which is in the basement of our home, but this is mainly where the tools are. And then if you come into the inner sanctum, part of the problem of being a sculptor is that you have a lot of sculpture that you don't sell. So you have to store it. And I actually rent a warehouse space just to store art in. But some of it ends up here temporarily. So there's shelves and shelves of electrical motors, tubes and couplings, plumbing kinds of things. These are some little cup-shaped wooden things that Axeman had for a while. And if you reshape them right and cut them in certain ways and drill holes in the right places to mount them in the right way, they make nice little wood blocks. These little beaters I was going to use to set up with a motor and a cam system so that these will be played for a sculpture. This is called Pipes of Pandemonium. It's named after the little pan pipes that are in the very top of the piece.